Case number 9554, Sandra L. Hansen, northeast of U.S. Route 13A, 850 feet northwest of Road 468, being lots 16 and 17, Section B, within lands of David Moore, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. May it please the board, my name is Larry Pfeiffer, and I represent Sandra Hansen and the estate of George Viscami. Ms. Hansen is the administratrix of that estate and is the contract seller of the subject real property to an individual by the name of Melvin Chandler, who is the contract purchaser. The request before the board obviously is for a variance for the one of the side setback requirements. It appears that the there is a fairly large garage or barn on this property, which is about 40 feet by 30 feet in dimensions. And it's, let's see, it's southerly line is, the southerly line of the property is only apparently 8.6 feet from the southerly side of the barn that I just mentioned. It's my understanding that the decedent, whose estate presently owns the property or is selling the property, acquired the property in 2003 from the Van Leer family. The Van Leer family acquired the property by two separate parcels, one in 1965 and the other in 1976. So it's impossible for me to tell when the structure, which is offending and for which we're asking a variance, was erected, but I believe at the very latest it must have been in the neighborhood of 1976, if not earlier. So it's been in existence as it is for approximately 30 years. My client, the estate, certainly had nothing to do with creating the situation that we're now faced with. So we're respectfully requesting this variance in order to facilitate the sale of this property from the estate to the contract purchaser.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Miller? Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three, four, five. Okay, all that would like to speak in opposition to this, please come forward at this time so we can swear you all in. Again, anyone else that would like to speak, please come forward.
Thomas Lee, 30393 Seaford Road.
Laurel. Do you have testimony you're about to give to your correct best knowledge?
I do. Good morning, afternoon, evening. According to the county records, this property is already owned by Melvin Chandler. I obtained it from the internet. He owns both lots 16 and 17 and 18 through 21. The barn was built somewhere 1979, 1980. My wife and her sister own the house that is on the south side of the residence, and we have no problem with it remaining a garage. My wife had a conversation with a gentleman, Mr. Chandler, who has made the statement that he wants to turn the garage into a residence, and I would have a problem with that.
Okay. I don't think the county would allow two residents on the property, only one dwelling. Is that correct?
Right.
So that couldn't happen. If it did, it would have to be, you know, it couldn't exist.
But I have a problem understanding why the variance is, or the request is in Sandra, I believe her name's Henson, when Mr. Chandler already owns the property according to the records.
Okay. It's saying that Sandra Henson's the
she was the
applicant, but not, it doesn't say.
She doesn't own the property. It's according to the county records, it's owned by Melvin S. Chandler from Wheatley Heights, New York.
We can ask legal counsel who Sandra Henson is.
I'd be happy to address that if you would.
Please.
Yes, of course, Sandra Henson is the applicant because she is the legal representative of the estate of Mr. Viscami, who was the last record owner. The real estate transaction, all of the funds from this transaction were escrowed pending approval of this application for variance. So that is the reason that the she is shown as the applicant.
Okay, so she's part owner of the estate.
Yes, she is the.
We're making her owner of the property, part owner of the property.
Well, then why is the property listed in Mr. Chandler's name?
Probably he's the deceased.
Mr. Chandler's not the deceased. Mr. Chandler.
As I understand it, the transfer has already been recorded, but the funds have not changed hands pending.
Correct.
Because of the problem. Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. Like I said, as long as it remains a barn, I have no problem. I have no objection to that. But it's the statement that the Mr. Chandler has made that he would like to change it into a residence or something other than what it presently is.
Only one dwelling per property.
Mr. Chairman, unless you subdivide it.
Right, but there's not the room to do that.
He would need a variance.
Right, if he wanted to do that properly, he would have to, has 150 foot of road frontage.
Yeah.
So it would have to, there would have to be a variance from that in order to subdivide. Yeah. That would require another hearing. So.
Mr., this one's a little more unique because they're old lots. Actually, all they have to do is go right down the existing lot lines, and because they're pre-existing zoning, what he would need a variance is for the setbacks from the home wherever that to meet those lines.
Additional variance would be required.
Yeah, only for the lines because they're pre-existing zoning. He could create lots where the lines already exist.
Okay. But as it is now, it can't be. There can't be a second dwelling.
Not as way it is now.
Okay. Thank you.
Did that answer your question, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9554 under advisement.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9554 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case has been taken under advisement. That means there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.